This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good. Dynamic banter. Don't forget the history road. On Dynamic banter.
Hit it.
Snare, bass, snare, snare, bass, snare, and the bass is snare, snare, bass.
Wait, let me give you a fat beat, Mike. Are you okay with that?
Yes, please give me a fat beat so that my timing when I hear it could be off, and we could do a bit that maybe would have 3 years ago. Now here I am, not a man on the scene.
Do you have to let it linger? Do you have to? Do you have to? Do you have to let it linger?
Was that the Crème Brûlée?
Yeah, dude.
Remember
rest in peace, Dolores. Is it Dolores O'Riordan?
Is she dead?
She died, dude.
Fuck, man.
And I was real bummed about it. Dolores. It's Dolores O'Riordan, right?
How long did it take you to get over that, yeah, do you think?
Oh, I got over it pretty quickly, but I still think about it. Like, whenever a Cranberry song pops up, I get kind of sad.
Yeah. How do you feel when Jump comes on from Van Halen?
You know what, man? It doesn't surprise me when a rock star dies.
Mm-hmm.
When someone says rock star is dead, I go, oh no, oh no. And then I go, yeah, yeah. Eddie Van Halen put so many things into his body during a time when people were just putting all of the things into their body.
Did he?
Well, you know, I mean, all those guys did. I guess I could be wrong. Let's find
Dude,
out.
You're over there stereotyping rock stars as people who put drugs into their body.
Hold on.
I'm not going to stand
I'm not
for
saying
it.
All rock stars. I'm talking about the ones like from Eddie Van Halen's time.
Uh-huh.
Every so often, there would be like a crazy, flamboyant, riggedy rap on the MTV shit, and then you'd learn like a few months later that they're completely straight edge, they don't even drink. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, whoa, fuck, that's an artist.
Switchfoot,
right? And there's
Switchfoot's an artist,
but that's the thing, there's hardly any of those. Mm-hmm. Especially from the Van Halen times. But mm-hmm. I'm not discrediting that every once in a while there'd be a straight edge, you would find out that person never did drugs. Mm-hmm. Even though they were a rock star and you were like, holy shit, that's crazy. Yeah. But most of the rockers from that time put everything you could put into your body.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, sandwiches.
And that's what gets you.
Cocaine sandwiches.
Do you think people think we do a lot of drugs?
I'm sure people think we at least are smoking pot all the time. And I don't think there's anything we do to dispute that.
I think Jose Canseco has us all wrong, first of all.
Yeah.
And I don't like to be, first of all, there's a lot of things I could say about all baseball players, and I don't. Right?
Not all baseball players.
I don't think his breath smells like chewing tobacco. I could say it, but he's going to come out and say that. How much pot did we smoke before we came as loud as we can into very sensitive microphones, into transmitters that go directly into our friends' ears?
Oh, we don't want that. No, 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 no.
Dude, do you hear that?
Yeah, what is that?
Zoya was like, I said, she's going to work late today. Mm-hmm. And I said, you're not going to vacuum while we're recording, right? She's like, yeah, just shut the door. And I said,
just shut the door.
And I said, what do you think our doors are made out of?
Dude,
because
I think
it's particle board and asbestos is the right answer, and I don't think either one of them cancel sound out.
Listen, Zoya is just one of many people. She's a unique butterfly and a beautiful woman, if I could.
I wish you would.
But she's one of those people that, and there's a multitude of them, and I know many of them, that think that closing a door means that you can't hear anything in there and no one can hear anything outside of it.
Yeah.
A vacuum cleaner is just like, I mean, I can hear my neighbor's vacuum cleaners.
Yes. It's tough to think that that a person wouldn't think that sound goes under a door.
Right. Sound has like the little hat on and the suitcase, and it comes up to the door and it goes, it halts, and then it listens at the door, and then it goes like it gets upset that it can't, that the door's closed, and then it looks under the door and goes swoop and goes right under, and then it hits the guy in the head inside the room.
Yeah, and then the sound is under the door in its little hat, and he picks up his little hat and goes like this, and dust comes out, right? Yeah. But then they're like, he goes like this, and that's because it's like, where's my suitcase?
Yeah.
And then it has to go back under and get
the struggle to
pull the suitcase under. But they get under. I guess Here's my point. If an ant could crawl under a door.
Like my great aunt.
Like your great aunt can crawl under Mitya, could crawl under a door. Why wouldn't sound be able to get slip through the cracks?
Ay, Mitya Petra.
Ay, Mitya.
Dude.
The guy who wants to fuck his aunt.
Yeah, what the hell? That was the guy who wanted to fuck his aunt for sure.
Ay, en fuego, Mitya. Ay, ay, ay.
My dear.
Well, happy Horniween, Steve. Do you have you given any thought to your Horniween plans?
Dude, I haven't even, my brain is not even in, the only Halloween mode I'm in is movie time, horror movie time. I've been watching horror movies every chance I get, and it's really been putting me in the spirit.
That's great.
No, I haven't been thinking much about Halloween other than the thing that you and I are working on that
yes.
we keep teasing that we're going to announce real soon and talk
this
about
is the,
more.
This is today's version of the tease. For
yes,
that.
Yeah. Today's
clear
edition
your
of
calendars.
The tease.
Clear your calendars, you cucks and simps, for to the night before Halloween.
Dude, remind me about Halloween really quick because I saw post on Twitter about like U.S. officials or some police department or something that was like demonstrating a safe way to hand out candy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it blows my mind.
Did you see it? Did you watch it?
I didn't watch it, but I saw the picture and I got the gist of it.
Yeah.
It's literally a fucking Christmas wrapping paper, birthday present wrapping paper tube.
Dude, the one that I saw was not regular size.
Yeah, like where do you even get that?
Yeah, the one that I saw was the thing they jack up like Mack trucks.
I'll
with.
Tell you what, these policemen that get paid money to harass people, they've got the money to buy giant tubes for their Halloween candy passouts.
Defund Halloween.
Defund the spooky Halloween police. But I want to talk about that in a second. But but there was something else I wanted to bring up really quick. Well, I know we've moved way on from Eddie Van Halen, but I just wanted to say really quickly that I did just a quick search for Eddie Van Halen and then drugs, and I found this article. Eddie Van Halen's wildest rock star moments, cocaine, guns, and sex.
Are you saying Eddie Van Halen deserved to die?
Yes.
Oh.
No.
Yeah,
God
that
damn
is
it.
A bummer.
I am
me.
Not
that
saying
is
that.
A bummer.
I am not saying that. I'm saying that I'm saddened and it sucks and I wish he was still alive. Dude's a legend.
Yeah.
But when I heard the news, my series of events was, oh no. And then, yeah.
Yeah, I get it. That's kind of obviously
part is connected to what the rockers then were up to during their heyday and putting everything in their body. And and it doesn't surprise me that they're gone early because they fucking went hard and they partied like crazy rock stars.
Right. That's what I hear that every time I hear that a wrestler passed away, I kind of have a similar feeling.
Right.
Or anyone who I know has had a lot of pizza in their life. I have a very similar feeling. But
I need to pull up the song, whenever you bring up something like pizza or like we should have like a keyword and then that little sound clip should pop up. I want to find that.
Just look up sad accordion music
or Italian pizza song.
Italian house party song. Look up Dominic the Donkey.
Dude, I love it so much. I love Italian music. I love
it's
the
good.
Accordion.
It's just festive.
I love a concertina.
Yeah. I had a friend tell me once that that all the Italian stuff, it was a very vanilla white friend of mine once told me from a different part of the country, not from the Northeast, that I would get too prideful when Italian things came on and that I really didn't have an Italian upbringing. And it's so sad. Like we do, I'm sure you did traditional Mexican things growing up. Your mom fucking makes tamales and shit and like is big into like the tradition of stuff.
Mamma mia.
And our identities... And our identity is kind of wax and wane as we get older. But I've always felt a strong connection to my Italian family because of how obnoxious and abrasive and unforgettable it was growing up. And to have like a vanilla white wafer tell me that I didn't have that experience. And I was like, what did your family do for Christmas? Eat chalk? You mannequin piece of shit.
Did you guys listen to Margaritaville? And eat jalapeno poppers.
the most bastardized version of anything vaguely cultural.
Right.
What did you guys go see Guys and Dolls at your community theater every fucking holiday? You piece of shit.
Is that
tell
your
me again which greaser you were in high school?
I bet your mom loves watching Grease.
Tell me again about your bowl haircut in the 90s. Yeah, man. Sorry my family talks with their hands, you fucking piece of shit. You rollerblading of shit.
I didn't grow up in Mexico, and you didn't grow up in Italy. But
right, we're Americans.
Right, we're Americans. But our culture, our family culture is rooted in these... beautiful cultures, you know.
Yeah, it's like
we're connected to these cultures.
Don't talk to me about culture unless you have someone in your family you can't understand,
right?
At all.
No, because the
what they say,
and I'm not talking about the like Mal Elmer Mal Dan Rel Ben Melder, like those guys,
which is an accent, absolutely is an accent. All the same, like dude, imagine if your family migrated from like the panhandle of Florida, or what's a place with like a really thick like a.
Oh, like Minnesota or something? Or
no,
like...
no. Like really thick Southern accent.
Oh, thick
like Savannah,
Southern.
Georgia.
Yeah,
or
there
like,
you go. Georgia.
Like fucking Alabama or something.
Yeah,
imagine if your Alabama family migrated to like Ireland or something.
Right.
And your Irish friends would be like, oh, it's such a fucking cultural experience going over Dan's house. Because his grandpa's like, bam, blam, on flan, on flan. And then we all hired pizza.
That's funny. Yeah. Well, you know, some people, they just like to open their mouths and then a bunch of crabgrass comes out.
Accent's cute as fuck. Did you want to go back to talking about the Halloween tubes?
We could talk about that. Dude, I want to talk about the, we could totally talk about the Halloween tube.
Oh, I want to say one thing about Eddie Van Halen before we completely move on from
please.
We're kidding around, obviously, about Eddie Van Halen, but he is the type of songwriter and guitarist. I don't even know if you would call, he seems bigger than a guy who mastered an instrument.
Right.
And it was like, once you hear some of the riffs and some of the songs that he wrote, there's a certain caliber of musician that's just like, it's like they could, the same, I bought a guitar when I was little. You have a guitar. Mm-hmm. It sits in the corner of a room. And then somebody could pick that up, like Eddie Van Halen, and play you something that would trigger memories you'll have for the rest of your life.
Dude, I just got a chill thinking about an Eddie Van Halen guitar riff just being played because
was it
they're
Panama?
They're chill inducing.
Yeah.
It was dink 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 dink, like that's not the... the dude was just a fucking genius. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Much respect and love and all that good stuff, obviously, but yeah. But anyway, same with Dolores O'Riordan from the Cranberries.
No, not the same.
Well, I'm saying I love and respect them. I love
them. Yeah, no, I understand.
No, they're not in the same category.
Two people come to mind when I hear classic rock.
No, it's just that Dolores O'Riordan died very recently. So she would be in the list of like recent kind of rock stars, I guess. I don't know. I don't know if Cranberry is a rock band. The Cranberries is a rock band.
Cranberries is top 40 fucking.
Yeah.
Not that I didn't enjoy them, but very differently. I view them very differently than whatever. But all dead rock stars. All dead rock stars go to heaven. Everybody mm-hmm. knows that. They were all, I mean, you could look at people like, who's the guy? Jim Morrison from The Doors going mm-hmm. to New Haven, Connecticut and showing his dick to as many people at once. And they all go to heaven when they die.
It was a different time.
People were way more into seeing dicks in real life as long as it came from somebody who wrote a song about drugs.
But dude, I want to talk a little bit about the fucking the 12-foot skeleton in the room.
Okay.
Did you see you? I mean, I really tried hard to not talk to you about it. And one time we were streaming with the boys and or playing with the boys, whatever. And Brett was like, hey, Steve, any news on the 12-foot skeleton? And I was like, God damn it, Brett, because you were there. And and I was like, shh, we're not talking about the 12-foot skeleton. But then we started talking about it. But before we get into it, I just want to know, like, what do you know about the 12-foot skeleton?
Dude, I honestly thought you were going to say, but before we get into that, I just want to wrap up what I was saying about Eddie Van Halen. Eddie Van Halen revolutionized the band The Cranberries. That's too many callbacks. In one joke, it's too many callbacks. I know that they are selling a 12-foot skeleton at Home Depot as a yard decoration for
correct.
Halloween.
That's correct.
And I think that it is one, very wasteful, and two, one of the funniest things. The fact that it's like 12 feet must have, first of all, been a mistake.
It must have been a mistake.
That they just kept, they were like, no, it's unique. Dude, we haven't done it yet.
But we talked about this. People build Halloween like, or did I talk to you about this or someone else? Who did I talk to about this? Where people go all out with their Halloween decorations. Like there are parts of town where they have like super fancy Halloween decorations. And it's like, cause those people work in Hollywood or whatever. And they're like prop builders and like lighting guys. And so they put all their skills to work when they're going into their hobbies. And especially if they live in those neighborhoods where people are like, they go all the fuck out and make it look like a Disneyland thing.
Trying to outdo each other.
Right. Which is cool. Which I love. I think that's great. It intensifies the feeling of community and the poor plebs like us can just drive through and look at it and dream. And
unity feeling intensifies meme.
But but those people, the people that like build those things, they like create these things from scratch, and then these like fucking people that work at like Spirit Halloween and shit, they go and then they take notes on like how the what's the new scary cool shit that all the prop builders are making, and how do we mass produce that and sell them in Spirit Halloween and Target and all that shit. It's kind of like how the Christmas light decoration world works too. They like people build their own unique shit, and then 5 years later, it everybody has it. You go into the low income neighborhoods, and they're on the apartment awnings, you know, just those like tacky icicle things from 20 years ago. But people design those, and then the companies rip them off and then mass produce them. So what I'm thinking is that there's a very funny idea that it's a mistake. Someone wanted 12 1-foot skeletons, and they got one 12-foot skeleton, and then the rest is history. But in reality, I bet some scout for, like, you know, Home Depot fucking went and saw a giant fucking skeleton last year in someone's Halloween yard and was like, whoa, that's fucking badass. You'd never think a fucking 12-foot skeleton would be fucking cool. And then brought it back to his team, and they were like, let's do a 12-foot skeleton. Little did they know that it would be a huge fucking, like, meme, essentially, because it's ridiculous.
You know what, dude? You bring up a good point about what makes an idea good. And this flows into something that I also want to talk about today.
Okay.
But an idea is takes you by surprise and really hits all the right triggers and switches in your mind when it's like new or different or better.
Right.
You know? Or as hard as you can at any combination of the things.
Right.
Like where it's the year 2020, a lot of things have been done already. There's only so many new things, you know, it's a skeleton, but it's like, what's new and different about the skeleton? So if you're driving through those neighborhoods and you see all the regular things, like there was a point in time where the witch smashing into the tree was new. I remember the first time I saw that, I was like, that's funny as fuck.
Yeah.
And then what happens is everyone has it and it becomes a tacky garbage decoration.
Yes, exactly.
And so I think that the 12-foot skeleton thing is hilarious. I think 23 of them should have been made and distributed throughout the entire world so it could stay funny. I like those big in Christmas, those big snow globe things. Funny, adorable, really like special and kinda magical. Neat.
Yeah.
Until every fucking buddy on the street has it, and during the day it's just like a shitty fucking winter slip and slide. And I'm a big fan of like uniqueness, and if something is preach, like drastic and big like that, everyone having it makes it less good unless you're going to use your own creativity and think about a fun way to do it. Like maybe your neighbor has a 12-foot skeleton. You were like, I was going to get that. Dude, chop that shit in half and make the 12-foot skeleton a 5-foot skeleton, but coming out of the ground or something like
Or extend his bones and make him a fucking 15-foot skeleton.
Buy three of them. And make a giant overcoat.
And then put a bunch of skeletons on top of each other's shoulders.
Right.
Like it's like they're like their kids going to the movie theater.
It's a 12-foot skeleton pretending to be a 24-foot skeleton. But I want to say something specifically about something. I didn't watch the vice presidential debates
last night.
Because why?
It's torture.
And
I know who I'm voting for. I don't need to be convinced or be I'm not going to be swayed or anything.
Sure. And I would rather be doing there's been so much.
Excuse you.
Of 2020 that has been me not living my life to the fullest.
Sure.
And so there will be no time taken out of my life for things that I don't want to do anymore, probably for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
But I guess at some point the internet told me that a fly landed on Mike Pence's head. Did you see any of this?
Yeah, I wasn't part of the moment because I feel like the moment is more than over. Good. But I saw how annoying it got.
I can't take when the entire something mundane happens in an otherwise important thing.
Right.
And everyone makes the same one of three jokes.
Right.
But it's like you scroll through it and it's ad nauseum.
Right.
Dude. And that's why I know when we started Dynamic Banter and all that, I was like against memes. I have since found memes that I thought were very funny. I get that it's part of internet culture, but I hate how it's like everyone can feel this is what it is. And this might be pretentious, and I'm sorry if it comes off as pretentious, but memes give everyone the feeling of coming up with a good joke when you didn't. And I couldn't count how many people said, like, oh, a fly landed on Mike Pence's head. Well, flies are attracted to shit.
Great.
That was one of them.
Great.
Flies are attracted to shit. Pretty fly for a white guy. I saw no less than 50,000 times.
So, but that's the
thing.
And
then the other one was, oh, Mike Pence looks dead and flies are attracted
to
dead
things. Okay, got it. I get it.
And then everyone just did a variation on one of those three things. And I'm like, what are you getting out of that? Who looks around? Imagine if you were at a comedy club and you saw 15 comedians and they all got up there and they told one of three jokes.
Yeah.
How long would you stay in that building? Social distance seating.
Oh, I wouldn't even go there during a pandemic for
that. Wouldn't even go there.
Yeah.
And so now when I see shit like that, dude, I love Twitter and I love Instagram. I think they could be very funny places. And then I see shit like that and I'm like, okay, I'm off today. I won't go to this place I really like because it's boring as shit.
Yeah.
It's boring as shit here today. And then you can't be like, you know, same thing with when the president got gonorrhea or whatever the fuck he got. He got COVID, right?
Gonorrhea. So
that in itself, the president getting COVID in itself is incredibly interesting and kind of inherently funny, aside from the fact that it's a human being and a human being might die from a disease.
Right.
I have wished death on very few people in my life, my uncle being one of them, and now he's no longer with us. No, I'm just kidding. But everyone, perfect example.
I was like, holy shit, where's it going with this?
No, I do wish death on my uncle, but I don't, you know, whatever. I get one, you get one.
Everyone gets one. I wished death on my grandpa, and it happened, so, and I might have done it, so.
And that's when you got really sick and the Make-A-Wish Foundation gave you your house and said, what do you really want?
That's right.
You want to meet John Cena or do you want us to kill your uncle?
Please kill my uncle.
So when he got the disease, everyone went online and said, why doesn't he inject bleach? Because he made some sarcastic passing comment one time. And it's so easy to, I don't know, shit talk a bunch of people who aren't creative enough to come up with different things to say. It's like I guess wrapping it all up, what bums me out is like the herd mentality or the mob mentality, regardless of what it is, especially like when it comes to something I hold very nice and sacred, like making jokes. And it's great that everyone's laughing. That is good. But there's also something to be said for like, everyone's so horny about individuality. And then everyone gets on these social media sites and says the same thing. And it's like, be yourself.
Right.
That's all I want to say.
Well, you have every right to say it, Mike. This is your show. This is our show. We can say whatever the hell we want. And, you know. We talk about things that are on our minds, and I share your sentiment in a lot of ways, but I also feel like the first time you hear it, and I think we're on the same page here, we've already said this a million times, but the first time a joke is said is when it's the funniest, right?
Yeah.
And then
first time you see the witch on the tree, first time you see the skeleton.
Right.
It's awesome.
And so I'm sure a lot of the jokes on Twitter during the debates were funny. But yeah, it's when they just keep going and stuff. But I guess it's just people kind of feeling like no one's made that joke yet. And everyone's like connected on that level. And it is the easiest joke to make in the situation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It kind of comes down to which ones do you find funnier? The ones that are like really simple and don't really require much thought and are like instant brain funny, which is always funny. There's room for that. Or mm-hmm. the ones that are like, holy shit, what a fucking crazy take. That's so fucking funny. Like, yes. I can't even believe someone thought of that. Like, both of those are great, but one of them is like better.
And I guess to be totally fair, dude, if you're not a fucking like professional comedian, or if you're just trying to make jokes on Twitter, do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Say the same joke 1,000 times.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is that this is why, little insight into me, I don't like it and it takes me out of it, but it doesn't mean that you shouldn't do it.
Right.
It's just what I think.
Right.
But there's something really, 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 really special about, you can make a joke about a thing that everybody's joking about, but if you put a lot of yourself into it and you say something that only you could have said about that, I think that's the stuff that I think is really special.
Right.
Like, even if it's such a fucking mundane top, like fucking airplane food or whatever.
Yeah.
But if you're like, you know, only Mitch Hedberg could have said that joke, or only, you know, your best friend could have said that joke. That's good stuff.
Right. I agree with that.
I'm going to come.
I'll come too, if you'd like.
Let's take a break to come and then we'll swing back.
And by the way, everybody, if you're taking the break to come, welcome back. If you've paused it and then come back. I think it's time for us to do the ads. But before we do that, I do want to say that everything we say on our podcast are our thoughts, right? Like, they're our opinions and our thoughts. Like, no one's giving us things to say. No one behind the scenes is like, here's a list of things you can't say. Here's what you guys are talking about today. And stick to this and don't go here. Like, Mike and I are literally in charge of this entire show, and it could go into any direction at any time. And most of the time, it's about our current emotional state and current observational state. And it's just our perceptions of said things, like my version of that and Mike's version of that. And that's it.
And also, to be very clear and to not put myself above, we all fall into these things sometimes, and we're all kind of hypocritical. I think the things that I don't really like, the things that I really don't like a lot of times is because I did that in the past. And I recognize what I didn't like about that. And then you try so hard to move on for yourself, and you recognize people are just in that rut.
Right.
And what I'm recognizing is like my own rut in those people.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh, I wish you were past that part, but that's wishing me on somebody else, which is not good.
No.
So when the Bleach thing happened, I wrote on Twitter, I was like, I haven't heard this many jokes about Bleach since whatever, the first time he said it or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I'm just the person being like, Mike doesn't like the Bleach joke. Mike needs to tell everybody why he doesn't
let
like the Bleach joke.
Let people have fun. Let people enjoy. Yeah. Like,
so
all
it's
those,
like, we each fall in, unless you ignore it completely and do something completely different and unique, like, you're going to fall into one of the holes.
Yeah, and we're all doing the same thing on Twitter, pretty much. Like, if you're on Twitter, if you use Twitter, we're all doing the same thing, which is essentially
coming with words. By Extreme, 1991.
All right, let's get into these goddamn ads, Mike. How about that? Mike, you don't mind if I do these ads without my beard, do you?
I wasn't prepared for that at all. I was not prepared for that at all, dude. I'd like to welcome my beautiful lesbian co-host, Steve Zaragoza. You do look like a well-read lesbian with no beard.
This is truly what I look like without a beard. I don't like it. I look like, I don't know. I don't like it. Look at how my beard is still poking out.
It's good. You're a very handsome man, Steve. Very handsome boy.
Thank you.
You would look good with a completely shaved head.
Oh, man. Let me see if I could do a bald one. Hang on. Let me see.
Dude, imagine what that technology is going to look like in 5 years.
Dude, I know.
You look like someone Forrest Gump met in 1967 with that without your beard.
Oh, look at, there we go.
What the fuck is that guy? What the fuck?
I don't think there's one that'll make me bald.
There it is. Dude, what are these? Did you download these?
It's an app that lets you. Oh, there we go.
Can you do the beard thing and that one?
I don't think so. I don't like
that's
any.
Terrible.
I didn't like that.
You're bald.
All right, let's do the ads, Mike. Don't worry about it. Guys, have you ever used honey? Mike's used it. I've used it. It's good.
Get 100% off your beard with honey.
You can get your beard 100% off. Guys, these days it feels like online shopping is the only shopping we do. And look, we gotta do it, right? We're doing it to save the world. We're doing it to save humanity and each other. What's wrong, Mike?
In this picture I took, it just looks like you have giant mutton chops. You're like a little Mexican Andre the Giant.
But that's what today's sponsor, Honey, does, and that's where they come in. I don't know if that's a complete sentence. But here's the deal with Honey, guys. It's a free browser extension that scours the internet for promo codes and automatically applies the best one available at checkout.
Obviously, you do a lot of shopping online. It's 2020. Imagine having a coupon for every store you walk into. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, that's really what it is. It is. It's like a coupon for every store you walk into, and that's a good time.
The hits keep coming. Sugar and water.
Keep pushing sugar and water.
He didn't ask for sugar water or lemon water.
He just wants sugar water. Air wants sugar water.
Your skin's hanging, your beard's hanging off your balls.
Air. But guys, Honey is just exactly what Mike said. It's coupons for internet stores, and it's not just like a bunch of codes or whatever. It's literally a thing that magically, like when you get to checkout, when you're checking out an item, it like magically scours the internet for coupon codes, and then you can use those coupon codes right away. It just applies them into the checkout. It's really easy. It's really great. Give it a shot. And it's free. Literally, it's free, guys. You go to honey.com/banter. That helps the show out because it means that you guys found out about them through us. It's a kumse kumsa.
Yes, accurate. Listen to what this little girl says. She's got a good head on her shoulders.
So guys, Honey has found its over 17 million members over $2 billion in savings. That's right. That's a bunch of dang savings on anything and everything you can think of on the internet. All you got to do is look for it. Hey. Guys, and Honey supports all kinds of retailers, from tech and gaming sites to fashion brands to even food delivery. Just get it and try it. You'll be surprised with how many sites it supports and how many monies you'll save. And it's free, dang it. So if you have a computer, you should just have Honey on it, or you're a dumbbell. So go to honey.com/banter. That's honey.com/banter and check it out, huh? Thanks, Honey.
Thank you, Honey.
Thank you, Honey.
What was that? Oh, that's interesting.
Dude, why doesn't it have why doesn't mouth. It why does I don't like it. Why isn't it giving me a beard?
It does. It kind of just your. It just gave you the Abraham.
Give me like a keyword to type in.
A keyword
for a funny thing here.
Or see like what happens if yeah. they have any like wrestler things.
Okay.
Would they turn you into a little wrestler?
Let's see.
Oh my God! If there was ever a week to subscribe to YouTube.com/dynamicbanter. Oh, perfect. Terrible. There you go. That's kind of a thing.
What is that? That's a wrestling thing?
No, it looks like maybe you have makeup on.
Am I the Violator?
That's the guy from Spawn.
From Spawn.
Right? Hey, why does he have so many teeth? The bad guy from Spawn has all teeth. Teeth collector. He has a janitor's keys set of teeth. Dude, my friend Justin Ruppel is a comedian. He does a really, really funny Dwayne the Rock Johnson impression, because he, just so you know, on the video, Steve changed his face to Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
I am now Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
And you can tell by the impression. The green mouth.
I got green mouth.
But he does like dubbing as Dwayne. Mm-hmm. You know, like when they need like an extra line in Fast and Furious 27.
Right.
Like Dwayne The Rock Johnson sneezed a little too quietly.
No way. So he's like his VO guy.
Yeah. Yeah. But he has the laugh down. Like if you close your eyes, it's definitely like,
no way.
Or whatever. The
damn.
Fuck. Dude, that's great. There's a really shoddy drawing of Macho Man Randy Savage's face on Steve's face right now.
All right, let's get to our next sponsor called Stamps.com, everybody. As we slowly adjust to the new normal, we still need to be smart about how we do business.
We can't forget about the old normal while adjusting to the new one.
Luckily, there's Stamps.com to make things easier. Thousands of small business owners have discovered the benefits of Stamps.com in recent months. They've been able to keep their businesses running and avoid the crowds at the post office from their computers.
It's the worst Slim Jim commercial I've ever seen in my life.
Like Mike and I, for instance, because of this Stamps.com ad, it helps us with our business, which is Dynamic Banter. And having you guys check it out and maybe use it and use our code to, you know, send packages to a loved one or to mail out some works of art that you want to sell on Etsy or something. It's truly kind of just, it just brings all of the benefits of mailing things out straight into your home and keeps you safe from being out when there's a pandemic. So you can literally send any class of mail anywhere in the world from home. You just print out postage and you get discounts, and they give you a scale so you can weigh your packages. It's just really easy. My mom uses it. She sends me all sorts of things like cup noodles and you know, like socks, stuff that moms send.
My mom sent me a kiss in the mail the other day.
Oh, just like that song, that Seal song.
Yes. I'm printing out my own packaging and my own stamps.
Guys, you can simply use your computer to print official U.S. postage, just like Mike was singing. And any class of mail, any postage, any letter, 24/7. Once your mail is ready, you just leave it for your mail carrier. You can schedule a pickup, or you could drop it in a mailbox. It's that simple, guys. And like we said, with Stamps.com, you get great discounts, too. 5 cents off every stamp, and up to 62% off USPS and UPS shipping rates. Stamps.com. What's wrong, Mike?
You look like you're driving a fast car.
Stamps.com is a no-brainer. Saving you time and money. So right now, our listeners get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, guys, plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. You can put whatever you want on that scale, too, by the way. And I'll tell you, I've put all sorts of things on it. And go, honey, look how much this weighs. You can use your imagination. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in banter. That's stamps.com. Enter banter.
Enter.
Enter. let me see. Let's see what else we got here.
It's so much.
It's too much.
It's so much. Who makes these? Do they just, like, fire these out, or what?
Yeah, people just... Like, look at this one. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, someone.
To who? Someone made this wrong.
Aaliyah? Are we done with the ads?
No, we got one more.
Okay, what is that? Are you somebody's art teacher?
Guys... Dude. Brooklinen. Let's talk about Brooklinen. Brooklinen.
Oh, Brooklinen. Yeah. Dude, do you want to make your bed feel like a hotel bed? Yes or no? You know that feeling when you travel all day, maybe you've been in a plane for 6 to 8 hours. Maybe you've completely forgotten what that feels like because we've been in a pandemic for so long. But you get off and maybe you go, you grab a small dinner in the hotel lobby and then maybe have a nightcap and you're like, all I want to do is sleep. And you fall face first into your hotel bed and you're like, why doesn't my bed feel like that? Your bed can feel like that with Brooklinen.
That's right. And basically, they just kind of make wonderful things for your bedroom and your home. And it's like luxury products, like Mike was saying, like real nice hotel stuff. Like you go to a fancy hotel, it's that kind of stuff.
Sheets, bed covers, duvet covers.
Yeah.
Pillow covers.
Yeah. And the thing about Brooklinen is they wanted to find beautiful home essentials that didn't cost an arm and a leg. And today they're on a mission to make you comfortable with that in mind.
They want to make you comfortable.
There's no middlemen here, guys. They just a great product directly from manufacturers to you. All luxury products without the luxury markup, guys. There's towels. There's shower curtains. There's bath mats. There's robes. And there's candles, even.
Oh, I didn't even know they had any of those.
Yeah, and ultra-soft loungewear, guys. I didn't know about the loungewear. This must be new.
Oh, what?
And it makes you feel like you've never left your bed. And there's silk eye masks, robes, furniture, art, and totes.
Head, guys, shoulders, knees, and totes.
Seriously, they got everything but the kitchen sink. So Brooklinen.com is the perfect place to start making small changes that make big differences. Brooklinen is so confident in their product that all their sheets, comforters, loungewear, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. Go on, make yourself comfortable.
It's healthy to make yourself comfortable at least twice a day.
That's right. Get 10% off your first order and free shipping when you use the promo code BANTER only at brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com. Promo code BANTER. Brooklinen. Everything you need to live your most comfortable life.
You're going to like the way your bed feels.
You're going to bed the way you love.
We're still working on it.
Mike, you want to keep talking about this 12-foot skeleton?
Do you have anything else to say about it? Are you going to get... Oh, we said one funny thing when we were playing games.
What was it?
And we were like, dude, if you got one and you like hated your neighbors or whatever. Mm. And one night you just went out at like 3 o'clock in the morning and you assembled it and you made it like it was looking into their window. That's the funniest thing you could do with that.
Yeah, 100%. I agree with that.
It's been.
Yeah, it's been.
Imagine just waking up and seeing that.
Dude, I don't like this one. That one's scary.
None of them are good.
Here's the thing. I think you're absolutely right when you said earlier about the 12-foot skeleton that they shouldn't have made so many of them. They shouldn't make so many available to you. You gotta take any moment you can to get your heart pumping. But
my number one goal is to stay in shape.
Because that's the thing, dude. Imagine all the 12-foot skeletons. Like, what are you gonna do with it? You gonna take that? You gonna take that shit apart and keep it in your basement or something?
I would love to know.
There's too many of them.
How much storage? It should say that on the box. At least one empty shed of storage necessary for purchase of 12-foot skeleton.
By the way, Mike, the official name of the 12-foot skeleton, the official like product title is 12-foot giant-sized skeleton with life eyes.
That's on the Home Depot site? Life eyes.
Dude. And it says animated LCD eyes with create a creepy effect. Which makes me think, if your motherfucking skeleton is 12 feet tall and it's got like human-sized... Because you're a 12-foot tall skeleton, you still got human-sized eyes in there. And they're doing like creepy things. Like, who's going to be able to see that?
The people whose window you're making the skeleton look into.
Like, what's this bright light all of a sudden in my window? Yeah. Ah, life eyes!
Dude, I can't wait until 30 years from now when scientists are like, we found parts from a 30-foot life-eyes skeleton. In the deepest, darkest parts of the tundra.
We found a graveyard of 12-foot skeletons.
Yeah.
So there must have been 12-foot tall humans between the years of 2020 and 2072.
I just meant like, you know how when they go down to what they think is the deepest part of the ocean and they're like, we found a plastic bag down here.
Oh,
isn't
right,
that sad?
Right.
There's going to be a giant fucking skull. And it's because everyone wanted to be funny for 1 month in 2020.
But that's the thing. There's only a percentage of people that want it to be funny. The rest of them want it because they're like, whoa, cool. That's going to look good in my front yard.
Dude, so this is perfect wraparound. This is, if you're looking at like meme culture and saying that we're not doing any harm, we're just making memes. Think about all the people who are going to be like, I want to be a 12-foot skeleton type person. And then you're going to put it out into your lawn for 14 days out of however many days you have in your whole life.
And you're going to be out there.
Be garbage.
You're going to be because out there with your coffee cup. And you're like, eh.
You're going to get your one picture.
12-foot skeleton over here. Is it funny or what?
And then you know what's going to happen next year? You're going to fucking misplace the femur, and then it's all going to become dirt garbage.
Oh, honey, I can't put up a 12-foot skeleton missing a femur.
Oh, we missed the... Just put Kenneth's hockey stick where the...
Look, honey, I made one out of foil for you.
This
God
sucks!
Damn it.
And I want a divorce, and that sucks!
Your ideas suck!
You went to art school, you can't even make a femur, that sucks!
You have bad help! You're not good at help,
dude. Mike, I don't mean to be complaining guy today, but could I give you
can be complaining guy
a nice or not be nice? I actually wrote down be nice or treat.
Yeah, but
I thought that might be a fun variation.
We can totally do it, but I had one more thing to say about the 12-foot skeleton.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know how much it costs?
No.
Okay, let's try and guess, because
I'm
sorry.
Do you
want to
do Price is Right rules?
Oh shit! What? Yeah, yeah. Because you're
this
the only
perfect.
One, though. You're the
so
only one that can do it.
So I'll do this game, and then you could do Be Nice or Not Be Nice.
Okay, great. All right.
Is there some kind of a game associated? Do I get like, oh, could we do that game where there, it's called Higher or Lower, I think? I'll pick a price, and you say higher or lower.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, I'll make another guess, and then if it's higher, I lose. If it's lower, I lose. But if it's exact to the cent, I win.
Okay, great, great.
I don't like my chances.
Wait, let me pull up the music.
Squitter to squeal.
All right.
Now you price. How many seats to come no?
Let's play Is It Higher or Lower on Dynamic Banter. All right, Mike. Today we're talking about the 12-foot giant skeleton with life eyes from Home Depot. It's a 12-foot tall plastic skeleton that will sure to spook your neighbors.
Uh-huh. Plastic, huh?
It's plastic, yeah.
You gotta it's hollow.
Do you want to know? Do you want me to read to you what it says?
Yes, I think that's what they would do on the show.
Okay, we've got a 12-foot giant-sized skeleton with life eyes here, Michael. And it makes a spine-tingling centerpiece for Halloween. And it features animated LCD eyes that create a creepy effect. And it was designed for indoor or outdoor use. Who the hell's going to put that indoors?
Rich people.
And there's no other details except that it's out of stock online, and that scares me a little bit.
I just pictured the fucking like rich people. Honey, who put the 12-foot skeleton in the mausoleum? Eat a dick.
Oh, here we go. Okay, you want the actual height?
Yeah.
The width is 6.4 feet by 12 feet. It takes 60 minutes to assemble it with two people. What the fuck? It takes an hour? With two people?
You know how many bones there are, Steve?
It's not assembled already?
Dude, it takes an hour to do a Christmas tree. A fake Christmas tree.
I mean, if you're dumb.
We should do a fake Christmas tree race. This December.
And go! Yeah, yeah. I mean, I like that a lot.
And if your shit looks unrealistic by the end, it takes away points.
Dude, there's also reviews here, which I'm really excited about.
Oh, that'll be fun. We'll hurry up. All right, all right.
Michael?
Yes.
How much is the 12-foot giant-sized skeleton with live eyes?
$95.99.
So if it's higher, I say higher, and you get to try one more time?
One more time.
What was your price again?
$95.99.
Higher.
My ancestors are trying to tell me the answers in this song. I'm going to say $149.99.
So
I felt pretty good.
This is it. If you got it right, you win. If not, you lost.
Yeah.
We'll give you one more try after this because you're wrong. It's higher. Even higher.
Can I do kind of an out of the box answer?
Sure.
Whatever it is, it's not worth it.
That's absolutely correct, Mike. You win. Mike wins the game. Oh my God, you guys.
Louis Primo, tell him what he's won. Fuck, man. Just go down all the dudes and
Great job, Mike.
That was great.
That is
great.
Correct.
Job, Ryan, on all those visual effects. I am so curious to know. Give me one more guess.
It's definitely more than it should be and not worth it.
$210.
It's more.
That's disgusting. I'm sorry.
Disgusting.
I'm sorry to be overly joking.
No, it is.
Fuck my mouth.
It is.
That's
it is.
Terrible. How much?
$299.
Dude, that's what I think the Life Eyes put it over the edge.
Or
they put that fucking cutting edge space technology.
It's just so much plastic. I guess that's expensive. I don't know. Or, Mike, listen, if you're having financial troubles, don't worry about it. You could pay $50 a month for 6 months.
Imagine what's 6 months away from October? Because you buy that on like October 12th. Right?
Right.
So October, November, that would be 1 month. December, January, February, March, April.
Right.
You're still paying off your 12-foot skeleton in April? When you've
honey,
already lost pieces.
Honey, look at the telephone bill is nuts this month. What was up with the heating and the air? Oh, it's because it was hot. God damn it. What's this $50 charge? What the giant skeleton? God damn it! We can't eat food! We need food!
Payment 5 of 6 for a giant 12-foot skeleton with life eyes.
Dude, one of the reviews says that it looks around and blinks.
I mean, that's cool. It's not $300 cool. Can't you get like a new Xbox for $300?
Yeah.
Think about what you could do
yeah.
with a new, all the things you could do with a new Xbox.
Right.
Or PlayStation.
Right.
For $300. You could have, you could not go out. You could have safe entertainment in your house for
right.
the foreseeable future. Versus, let's go over the pros and cons list. What do you get over the next 6 months with your 12-foot skeleton?
I guess you get some fun things from your neighbors.
Here's what you're paying
fun
$350
reactions.
For. Your neighbor drives home and sees your skeleton and goes, oh. Is it worth it?
And or this one. Neighbors driving by. Dad, look at the giant skeleton. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Skeletons are spooky, huh?
Yeah. Ooh. What? Look out.
Look out.
Daddy, is that how big my skeleton is? Yes! Eat your macaroni!
Why is he eating macaroni in the cold?
Gotta eat macaroni. Eat the macaroni! Your mom's gonna flip her shit!
Dude, now would be a good time for the Italian song. Eating macaroni in the car.
If you don't finish the macaroni, mom's gonna shit!
And the family drives a Fiat macaroni in the car.
All right. Well, we're an hour in, and we've talked about the 12-foot skeleton quite a bit. We could do some History Roads, or we could do your Be Nice or Not Be Nice.
You could do a History Road. I just want to – I didn't even have any winners picked out. I just wanted to tell you three quick situations.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's just do it. Let me – here, let me pull up the 70s.
I'd like to do one History Road if possible.
Okay, we'll do one History Road right after this.
All right, so you pull that up. I'll start reading a Be Nice or Not Be Nice. So these are just for fun. We don't have any winners. Maybe I'll just randomly mail people stickers after.
Okay, great. I love that.
So be nice or treat. Steve, you tell me. I can get a little, what do you call it? I can get a little grumpy if I don't have food.
Hangry.
And I've been doing hangry. And I've been doing the intermittent fasting thing. So I normally don't eat from 8 p.m. to noon the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate it because I love food. I love how good it tastes. I love how it makes me feel. But today I had to get a bagel. And I had such a, this is an Italian word, ouli. I had such a hankering for a toasted everything bagel with cream cheese.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
I went to a bagel place that told me all about this water filtration system that they put in a bunch of years ago, which helps them overprice all of their shit.
And it doesn't alkaline. Really make a difference, or does it?
It does not. It makes a difference in how long they talk to you before you order. That's what it makes a difference in. So I'm starving. So here is my order. I drive to the bagel place, race against time, because me and you were starting in like 15 minutes by this point. I drive to the bagel place. There's no one else in the bagel place. And I said, can I please have an everything bagel toasted with cream cheese? Three people working there, no other customers. They said, no problem. That'll come out to $4.20. Blaze it.
Oh, nice.
They nice. Didn't say blaze it. It's I added that.
Okay.
I get home. I get my bag. I get home. Take the tinfoil out of the bag. The tinfoil is not hot at all.
Okay.
Unwrap it. Too much cream cheese an untoasted everything bagel.
Oh, no.
I won't get into all the other times I've gone here and it hasn't been worth it. It has been overpriced.
That's a ruined bagel.
It's a moot point. Next time I go in there, if I ever go in there, be nice or not be nice.
I mean, has this happened before?
Yes.
That's something you gotta get right. If someone asks for a bagel toasted and you're a bagel place, that's like one of two things you have to get right.
Bagel is in the name of the place without throwing the whole place because we have such a powerful influence on this show.
Right, right.
And I'm not going to say the name of the place, but the name bagel is in the...
I know what place you're talking about.
I know that you know.
We've been there together, I think.
And I need you to promise me that you'll never fucking go there.
Oh, I will not. I will not. But as long as you can tell me about another bagel place. Oh, actually, there is.
And I'll let you know when I find it. Hey, Jewish people who live on the West Coast, if you listen to this show, please, I will take an endless amount of bagel, what do they call it, recommendations.
Yeah.
From only you.
Please, please recommend.
The answer is not be nice.
Yeah, totally.
Is the answer.
Totally.
And the true answer is not be ever going in there again because it happens all the time. But if I order
a
toasted everything bagel with cream cheese, I'm looking at a bin of everything bagels. I know that you have cream cheese because bagel's in the on your sign.
Right.
Pick up the bagel. Toast it. Put cream cheese on it. And a crazy fourth step, if you want to make it crazy, give the bagel to me.
Right.
You didn't do one of those very important steps. What am I paying you $4.20 for?
No, you're right, man.
There's a filter for everything.
If you guys have bagel, if you have bagel in the name of your shop.
Yeah.
And someone comes in and orders the most basic fucking bagel. Like, not that your order is basic, Mike, but, and, you know, whatever.
Getting a real basic bagel.
Mike's getting a real basic bagel today. But if you're literally wanting an, like, literally your order is toasted everything bagel, like, there's no, and if that's happened multiple times, that sucks.
Yeah.
Man. I'm sorry.
Dude, unless your store is that, your gimmick is that you only have plain bagels, and you'll do all the flavors, but you have to assemble. You have to put everything on the bagel.
Right, right, right.
That's what the 420 is for, parts and labor at that point. But
right.
That's not the case, is it?
Damn.
Second be nicer treat is the whole fly situation.
Oh,
and I'll
yeah.
give away the answer for the sake of time. It's not be nice. If you've tweeted that fly must have landed on Mike Pence because he's dead, I'm not be nice to you. Look at Steve with two spleens on his face. So the
oh
last
no,
one,
that's too topical. Look at that.
You look like a South Park character right now.
Yeah, you buddy, come on, Fred, buddy, pal, buddy.
You look like the mayor of South Park.
Wow, this is bad.
Mike Pence looks like the mayor of South Park. Has anyone said that?
Yeah,
joke
no,
yet?
You're right. He kind of does.
Okay, so I have a very good friend
okay.
who is going through a breakup right now.
Okay.
And this
dude,
is a little
too many people breaking up.
Oh
right
yeah,
now.
Dude.
It's
crazy. Time. It's time for people to break up.
I guess it is.
Which is fine.
I guess it is.
This person admitted to cheating on my friend.
Oh man.
During quarantine. And my friend, I think in his heart or their heart, wants to get back with the person who cheated on them during quarantine.
Yeah, everybody wants that.
That's not what the be nice or not be nice is about. Because they've been through too much. I'm going to put it back on me. Okay? Because I know how I would deal with this situation.
Okay.
When I was a film major in college, I had a Jesuit professor, which means that they are also a priest, and a professor at a Jesuit university.
Whoa.
Right?
Okay.
I wrote a screenplay my senior year about a dude who got cheated on by his girlfriend, spends the whole movie trying to get the girl back before he realizes he's supposed to be with his best friend.
Okay. Right? Okay, sure.
Kind of basic Karen yeah, bitch, sure. Everything bagel script, but I was 19 years
old. Yeah, but also you're a funny guy, so it was probably funny.
It was not great. Oh, okay. I put no effort into my schoolwork. I put no effort into my work until I was 23 years old. So I'm making up for lost time as an adult. The teacher, Jesuit guy, gave me like a C+ on it because he said the story was unrealistic. He said, if somebody cheated on you, why would you ever want that person back? That doesn't happen in real life. Did I, in that moment where he decided to say that in front of the entire class, choose to be nice or not?
Oh, not be nice. Fuck that guy. Fuck that guy.
Has
that guy,
that
guy's been in one relationship ever in his entire life.
And God doesn't cheat.
And God doesn't cheat.
Dude, I literally said, aren't you a priest? And then damn. I did not get good grades in any of my classes for the rest of I was like, oh, that's how grading damn. Works?
I wish
you
we
could
went
just
to,
do that?
I wish we went to school together. We would have been thick as thieves.
Yeah, you're right. You're 100%. We would have been best friends in high school.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
We would have. I would have found some way to screw up our friendship in college.
And then I'd screw it up right after that.
Yeah, yeah. Mid-20s.
Mid-20s. And then we'd start a podcast in our 30s.
Yeah. As soon as we figure out we both like Cloverfield, we could start. Dude, speaking of which, I saw an article today about 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Mm-hmm.
You know how Bradley Cooper's in that for a second?
Yeah.
He's on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
It was this big article about like, find out the reason why Bradley Cooper was the voice on the phone. And it was because J.J. Abrams asked him if he could do it as a fake.
That's the whole.
And I was like, yeah. Who the fuck wrote an article about this in October of 2020? What the fuck?
Yeah. That's insane. That's insane because must be slow news.
Some dude, a freelance reporter, wrote that on their phone while delivering Postmates. Texting on their phone while delivering Postmates. And there's nothing dishonorable
no.
about any of that stuff. I'm just saying that is the most nothing article I've ever seen in my entire life.
This has been a Mike's an Opinion on the Dynamic Abender. Yeah. All right. Should we do a history road?
I would love to do a history road.
Let's get in there.
It's a long way down the history road. You know that one girl who was born with three faces?
Yes.
This has been.
I
like how it just says hell at the bottom. Steve has a filter that makes him look like Beelzebub, which is Lord of the Flies on Mike's head. And it says hell, just so there's no confusion.
Justin Farthing sends a video review of the podcast, whatever
Justin
that is.
Justin Farthing?
Farting. Did everyone called you Justin Farting in school, didn't they? I recorded my grandma and my girlfriend telling me what they thought of the podcast.
Oh, perfect.
For reference.
Whoa, perfect.
My grandma listened to the most recent episode, 222, and my girlfriend listened to episode 129, Wickwillian Family Candles. Thank you, Justin. All right. Here
what
we
was
go.
222 about?
I don't know.
So, what did you think of the last podcast?
And the surrounding area. 1,400 employees will be impacted by the bankruptcy. Century 21.
You mean about Michael Jackson?
Yeah. When they talk about Michael Jackson?
Well, I didn't even know that he was doing that.
That he's grabbing his dick?
Uh huh.
It was a dance move.
It's a dance move?
Yeah. Or when he's dancing?
Well, it sure looks like he's grabbing his dick.
That's what, yeah. That's what he did. What do you think about the fart?
The what?
The long fart.
Oh, did he fart it too?
No. There was the other bit when they did the long fart.
Oh. No, you have different tastes than I do. Believe
it or not, there's a place in the country. Not a fan.
You didn't like it?
Huh?
You didn't like it?
No.
Okay, one star.
Here's his girlfriend.
What did you think of that last podcast?
That was good. I kind of zoned out a little for some of it while I was looking at stuff on my phone, but that's funny. They're funny dudes. They're so random. They're so fucking random.
You enjoyed the loud bits too?
Some of them. Some of them were a little much for my ears.
Startles. A little too much for my ears.
Made your keeper.
Right. The video's so long, he yawned in it.
Dude, that is that's one vote for editing.
Yeah.
If you take a lot of videos and you yawn in them, that's one vote for learning how to edit.
Yeah, for sure.
I can't even hear it. So neither of them liked it.
Oh, you didn't hear it?
It just barely, it's like a whisper in the wind.
Oh, interesting. Normally it's not. So I don't know what's, it must be something on your end.
Unplug yourself and plug your back
yeah,
in.
Yeah. Grandma thought it was bad. She said it's not for me. And girlfriend said it was too loud. Okay. Pretty much. But she said it was pretty funny. She said she tuned out. this next one comes from Maja Elizabeth, and it's an appreciation email. Don't mind if we do.
Also, I think if you're looking to get somebody into the podcast, those secret bit collections of, like, people have pieced together collections of their favorite bits into one audio thing on YouTube. And that might be a good way to test the waters rather than, like, you know,
a whole episode
for someone.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of us bumbling around until we find something to laugh at.
Yeah.
You know, so if you don't like seeing how the sausage is made or hearing how the sausage is made in this particular whatever, maybe just chop out the in-between and have them listen to the bit part of it.
That's correct.
Not two guys doing nothing until they figure out what's
happening. So Maja Elizabeth says, hello there. I'm a 22-year-old two honk summer girl. Where's my honks? From Lille, Denmark, and wanted to tell you about how another listener made my day. What?
All the way from Denmark. Huh.
So I was watching the episode about soup tubes, and whilst doing so, I stumbled upon a comment that made me laugh out loud. The comment was, this episode was super good. She said, that's it. I know it's a bad pun, but I definitely needed that stupid laugh. So shout out to that guy. Of course,
one time.
I appreciate you guys and everything you do. I've been listening since the SourceFed days and look forward to listening to the episodes and also falling asleep to them, which is doable if you choose, if you do not choose the loud ones. What, I don't.
Holding tiny plates.
Wake up. Stay cool, Maya. I'm sorry, it is pronounced Maya. P.S. I'm afraid to show my boyfriend the podcast, since I do not want to break up with him.
If you're a girl who has a boyfriend who is unfamiliar with this podcast, if you say, here's two strange men who make me laugh a lot, your boyfriend's not going to like the podcast regardless.
Right, right, right. That's true.
No, unless he's very secure.
Yeah. Slightly insecure boyfriends never like funnier guys that are friends with their girlfriend.
Never, ever, 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 ever. Dude, I'll never forget. My ex-girlfriend once was this very attractive lady, like very classically, like very tall, very attractive lady. Yes, perfect timing. And she used to, when she used to go out with her girlfriend, she used to get hit on all the time. She used to get hit on at work, fucking all the time. I'll never forget the first time she came home and she was like, dude, I got to tell you what happened. This big buff dude comes up to me and he's like, well, you got a boyfriend? What, kind of like what your boyfriend got to do with me type thing.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm a fucking, I don't remember what he did, but he had a pretty good job. And she goes, he was like, what does he even do? And she goes, oh, he's like a successful comedian. And that was the thing that shut down the whole conversation.
Right, right.
This guy was like not about to take no for an answer. But then she was like, oh, he's like a, he's a successful comedian. And he was like, oh. He broke a table over his leg and laughed.
Those are the only guys I can't defeat with my fists.
He's like real funny, or he just thinks he's funny. No, no, no. He's real. People come out to see him.
I laugh all the time. I laugh all day. I laugh all day long.
We laugh together. It's nice.
Oh, I love that. Any recommendations on a bit that anyone can find amusing? I don't know.
Yeah.
Like maybe the Summer Boys. I don't know.
Summer Boys could easily be weird for people.
Yeah.
Who aren't familiar.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm a weirdo. I don't know.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like when me and Steve laugh so fucking hard at something, it means it's pulling the exact right strings on our shared sense of humor.
Right.
So the podcast is straight up not for everyone. I said this about candy corn. Candy corn is one of those things where it's like, I love it, but if you don't like it, I understand why you wouldn't like it.
Right.
I think it's amazing. Other people think it's amazing.
Yeah.
You could bond over your shared interests.
Right.
But it's not for everyone. It's a niche audience. And I wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah, agreed. I totally agree with that.
Also, if your friends or mom or grandma don't laugh at it, they're racist. And that's a them problem.
All right. Well, let's get the hell out of here. That's a good note to end on. Well said, Mike. Well said. We're just a couple of boys making dumb goofs.
Yeah. Once again, try to clear your calendar for the day before Halloween, the 30th. Me and Steve are going to try to have some fun with you if you'll let us. Also, thank you to everyone who's purchased the Halloween shirts. I think I was looking back today, and I think it's our third or fourth straight year of doing Halloween shirts.
That's awesome.
Byron killed it with the designs.
Totally.
A lot of you have been giving me a lot of feedback. A lot of you have been getting previous shirts, like the 2020 shirts, and taking pictures of them. Thank you very much for that. Those were some of my favorite designs before these new ones just came out. And just thank you for supporting the show. We went away this weekend to Seattle, and I was looking forward to coming back and doing this with you. I had a real good time.
Yeah,
so thank you,
friend.
Steve.
Dude, I want you to talk about that. We'll talk about it on the next one.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to talk. I mean, maybe we should talk as friends. But
we
you
can
know,
talk as friends.
I'd love to.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen. Mike, I love you, buddy. I'm glad you're back. I'm glad you're safe. I'm glad you're home.
Yeah, two COVID tests, two negative results.
That's my boy right there.
That's a spicy internasal passage, mamma mia.
All right.
I just flew back from Seattle, and boy, is my nose tired. But seriously, folks.
What's the deal with airline food? All right, well, listen. Thank you guys for listening. We really appreciate it. Anything else? Check out the merch. You already said that. Clear the day before Halloween or the night before Halloween.
Yeah.
And that's it. All right. Goodbye, everybody. Mange. Goodbye. What is that?
The fly.
Wait, I want to do this in the end. Hold on. I forgot. Ah! face guy. There he is. Where's the one where I could spit it out?
That's the
shit. What happened? Oh, fuck. I think it crashed. It crashed. Oh, God. Oh, there it is.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.